This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1489. The price of college in America is increasing 8 times faster than wages, by the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Sunday bonus episode brought to you each Sunday. I'm Greg Audino, here to introduce another bonus episode, which is just a previous airing from another show in our network that I think you would like. Today, we're going to be hearing a past episode from Optimal Finance Daily about rising college costs, a post that I think will be really helpful for parents out there preparing to send their kids to college, or anyone who might be considering going back to school and wondering about the financial implications that could have on their relationship. So sit back and enjoy this one, everyone. I'm going to turn it over to Diana Merriam of OFD now as we optimize your life.
The price of college in America is increasing 8 times faster than wages, by the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. The cost of a college education is skyrocketing. Between financial aid and scholarships, both of us were able to graduate from undergrad with very little debt. It wasn't until several years later that we realized how lucky we got. Fast forward a few years and hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt for grad school, and it's easy to see it could have been even worse. The cost of college is increasing more every year, which is going to lead to big problems. It's no surprise that student loans now make up the largest chunk of U.S. non-housing debt. Yes, more than both credit cards or auto loans. Many baby boomers remember working their way through college by waiting tables or washing dishes and graduating with little to no debt. Sadly, that feat is virtually impossible in the current environment. Recent graduates face extreme levels of student debt, and the main reason is the explosive increase in the cost of college education, coupled with a lack of wage growth. The average cost to attend college is over $100,000. The price of going to college has been increasing since the 1980s. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the average cost per year for the 2015-2016 academic year was over $19,000 for a public four-year university. Want to go to a private university? That figure jumps to nearly $40,000 for 1 year. These totals include tuition, fees, room, and board. This brings the average for all four-year institutions to $26,120 per year. Over 4 years, the total cost of attendance rises to an astounding $104,480. The comparable cost for the same four-year degree in 1989 was $52,892, adjusted for inflation. This means that over that time period, the cost for a four-year degree has doubled, even after inflation. In that stretch of time, the average annual growth rate for the cost to attend a four-year university was 2.6% per year. 2.6% growth doesn't seem too awful, right? Wages are not keeping up. While the price of a degree has doubled, wages haven't increased much since the 80s. According to figures from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the average annual growth in wages was only 0.3% between 1989 and 2016. That's right. The cost to attend a university increased nearly 8 times faster than wages did. Crazy, right? While the cost of a four-year degree increased by nearly $50,000, real median wages only increased by $5,000 between 1989 and 2016. Hence the nearly flat average annual wage growth of 0.3%. There is a glaring disconnect between the rising cost of education and the flattening of wages, which is only making it harder for young graduates to make ends meet while paying back large amounts of student loans. So what's the impact of this disconnect? This combination of massive student loans and low wage growth helps explain why so many young adults are drowning in student debt. It also highlights the importance of understanding the fundamentals of personal finance. With a college degree often being a basic requirement for professional jobs, not getting a college degree can put you at a disadvantage when job hunting. However, starting your career with a mountain of debt is also a major disadvantage that can set you back for years. A true lose-lose unless you can find other ways to pay for college. So many people are having to choose between saving for retirement or repaying their student loans. Add in the pressure to buy a house, and it's easy to see why savings rates are nearing all-time lows. What should future college students do? For someone yet to go to college, we would advise them from going to a private college to study liberal arts, unless they have a very clear idea for what they're going to do with that degree, or will be receiving meaningful financial support from a parent or another source. This is because those degrees don't always translate to higher paying jobs. A degree in computer science, on the other hand, leads to more direct high-wage employment opportunities. Years ago, it made sense to go to college to learn about the world and grow into an adult. That no longer makes sense. If you plan to attend graduate school, that's all the more reason you need to get your undergrad studies for as little as possible. Spending the first couple years at a community college before transferring to a university to complete the degree, or applying for scholarships and grants to cover the cost, is becoming a no-brainer. Another problem is that it's hard to know what you want to do after college when you're 18 and finishing high school. Maybe it makes sense to work for a couple years before going away to college to save some money and better understand the investment of a degree before jumping in headfirst. Is college even worth it? We aren't here to tell you that a college education isn't worth it. After all, one of us got a master's degree at Harvard and the other an MD. So clearly we see the value in an education. However, you must plan carefully and think wisely about which schools and which programs make the most sense financially. This is a big decision, which can be quite costly, so you need to be smart about it. You just listened to the post titled, "The Price of College in America is Increasing 8 times Faster Than Wages," by the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. This post reminds me of a quote I saw recently that said something to the effect of, "A college education used to be a way out of poverty, and now it's a pathway to crippling debt." While college is often seen as a natural next step after high school and a way to figure out a career path, I have to agree with the Finance Twins here that it's simply too costly to go to college before you really know what you want to do with that degree. I think it needs to be looked at as a business decision. How much of an income can you expect to pull in with that degree, and does it justify the cost? In other words, what's the real return on investment here? Also, it's understandable that an 18-year-old might not be sure about what kind of work they want to do or what subject matter is going to be able to hold their interest over the course of earning a 4-year degree. With all the free and inexpensive resources online, why not experiment a bit before making the investment in a degree? For example, if you think you want to get into computer programming, before you commit to that computer science degree, can you first experiment with some self-directed learning to make sure you actually like the work and subject matter versus just the idea of it? And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.